Hello and welcome to Epic World Builder. My name is Mike Hewitt, and this is a podcast about world building, and we are in the Dragonspire campaign. And this campaign is in EpicWorldBuilder.com. If you go to EpicWorldBuilder.com, you can actually go to campaigns, go to public campaigns, and you'll see Dragonspire. And you can follow along with everything we're doing there. This is a completely public campaign. You can clone it. You can do anything you want with it. Once you clone it, it's kind of yours, and you do anything you want, and it will not do anything to mine. So you can go ahead and follow there. There's a bunch of things I'd like to talk to you about. We have some contests coming up, which I'm very, very, very excited about. I think January 15th, there's going to be more information up on the website. January 15th will be the deadline, but we're going to have a contest to pick the best map and the best campaign, public-wise. And if you go in, you can vote on stuff. And right here, let me go ahead and show you. So anybody can come in, and once they're signed in, they can vote for any campaign, or they can vote for any map as well. And so we're going to go ahead and whoever gets the most in the by January 15th, I have shirts, really nice, really, really cool shirts that I've been selling at cons for a while. It's a big dice, and it has a one on it, and it says, this is why we can't have nice things, and then it has EpicWorldBuilder.com on the back. And so once we get that through, we'll contact you, the winner, and basically, you know, get your size and get that to you. But that will be a contest for the next month, by January 15th. So definitely get as many maps in there as possible. Get as many campaigns in there as possible. And it will be exciting. So a couple things. We are here in Epic World Builder. Let me go ahead and just continue on. Last time we created the Verdant Forest, which is pretty much this little area right here. We added a couple of different things in here, and we added the Bloodstone Stronghold. But going in there, we created this whole if I go in here into the Whispering Winds, and we come in here, there should be this Warlord Chalice quest, which should take us to that Bloodstone Stronghold. But before we get into that, and I think I was going to go down that line and start fleshing that out, but there's a couple things I wanted to do before we got into that. I really like the idea, and I'm going back here to Elderbrook. We have this place right here called Tome Haven. And if I go into Tome Haven, we kind of have this person who kind of keeps all these books and tomes and things like that. A couple of things. This was for that the Chronicles of the Astral Spheres. This was something for a book for the quest in the cemetery. And then we started to create this book, The History of the Warlord Chalice, which kind of gives all kinds of histories and stuff like this. I really want to create more books, and that's what I'm going to do in this podcast. I love the idea of creating a world full of lore, and this little building, our store or shop, it's not really a store, I guess back then they called them shops, is a really cool place to start. So let's go ahead and start, and I've been thinking about a few books. And I have some here. We can do Miss. Here's some of the actual books I've been thinking about. An Alchemist Handbook, The Chronicles of the Astral Realm. Inventor's Workshop, Contraptions and Gadgets. The Enigma of the Crystal Caves. I don't know what that is. That's something I got from something. The Paladin's Code, the Lore of Dragons. I mean, that's kind of the astronomy. I mean, there's all kinds. The Mysteries of the Forgotten Temple. I thought we'd just go with this and see what ChatGPT can give us and some other things. Real quick, before we do that, I'm going to take this off screen so I can get into ChatGPT. Sorry. But there's a lot of really, really cool books that I'd love to just mess with. I'm the kind of person that goes really deep. So when playing, I love a dungeon master to really get in and, you know, help me just all kinds of stuff. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. All my passwords are so just 16 random digits and random everything. It's so complicated, these passwords these days. And characters and everything else. Anyways, doesn't matter. But I am now in ChatGPT. So, going in here, let's create a few books. Let's see what we got. I don't know. We can fill us in with a couple of just random books. Here was one I came up with. Let's go here. Okay. Give me a full description, full wiki page description of a book with the title. Let's see. Well, I copied it without the S on the end, but let's see what it gives me. The book series Lost Civilizations published... that's not what I want. For a TTRPG game I am creating that is new and unique and at a 10th grade reading level. I'm going to start. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Interesting. Okay, so I'm looking at this and it's like Mythics Press published in 2023. This is not quite, it's not quite understanding reception. The book was, let me copy that again. It's not grasping quite what I'm doing. I don't know if that's a real book because it's giving me an ISBN number. Create a unique and detailed wiki page description for a fictional book titled Loss. For a fictional book in the realm of my TTRPG title. That would involve several elements. Give me a description. I want you to create me a book for my TTRPG world. How's that? That is named. Nope. Whoops. Okay, this is, I guess, a little bit harder than I thought. Named Lost Civilizations. Give me a extended description about what the book is about and if you can and make me a wiki page about it. Let's see what this does. Okay. No. No, no, no. I think it's throwing it off the wiki page. Okay, give me a second. Starting over. Okay. Let's try that. Okay, here we go. I think it was thrown off making the wiki page about it. I still didn't do it in a 10th grade level. Let me get a drink real quick. Hold on. Okay. Lost Civilizations, Unearthed Histories is a comprehensive guidebook designed... Okay, start over. I want you to create me... This is riveting. This is absolutely riveting podcast stuff. I know. But this is good. This is how to interact with ChatGPT. Sometimes it just does not give you the right stuff. I want you to create me a book for a TTRPG world. That is named and the book is in the world. Is in the RPG world. I absolutely spelled description wrong. Let's just try this. Okay, ChatGPT, you're letting me down here. Okay. So far, it's given me is a rich, detailed tome within your TTRPG. Golly day. Okay, back here, right? We got some books. History. Well, this is relatively sad. Okay, maybe it needs more of... Okay, you know what? I want you to create me a book in my TTRPG named... that is... Okay, I'm going to try something else that is about a wizard necromancer from the far north that has found weird ways to raise the dead. Sounds like a fantastic addition. Description. The title. The Necromancer of the North. Arcane's Secrets Unveiled. Descriptions. Origins and backgrounds of the Necromancer. The book opens with a captive narrative about the Necromancer's life. Blah, blah, blah. Unique. High quality artwork. It's intriguing in addition to your TV. Okay, let's try this. Golly day. I think, what are we at? I don't even know. 16 minutes in, and we've had all kinds of problems. Okay, so, what was the name of that? This book? The Necromancer of the North. We're going to go back. Let's, is this is an item. I guess there is no real book. So I created this. Let's move this over. And let's finally get started. Golly day. ChatGPT, you are letting me down. Okay, we're in this book. And I just wanted to fill up this library with some books. Here's the title. I'm going to go ahead and move this. I don't know why this is at the bottom, but it always seems to be at the bottom. That's something I need to get to the... get rid of this. Book type. It's a book. Okay, so let's get rid of some of... No. There we go. I'm going to go ahead. I don't want these to be numbered. I've got all kinds of problems going here. Golly day again. Okay. Get rid of that. I want this to be... This is all messed up with in here, inside of here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get all that back there. Sometimes copying things in, I mean, you're just doing what... there. Now, if I come back, will this... Sorry about all this, everybody. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and save just in case. Go back and edit. Origins and backgrounds of the Necromancer. The book opens with a captive narrative about the Necromancer's life. Obviously, this is not the book there, but it's kind of... tells a little bit about the book, detailing his early years in the far north, his initial forays into magic, and the pivotal events that led him to delve into necromancy. This section paints a vivid picture of his motivations and the moral ambiguities surrounding his actions. You know, it doesn't give a name, does it? Let's come back here. Give me some necromancer names. Necromancer names for ATTRPG. Morgrim, Shadowvale, Eldra, Gravebind, Orin Blackthorn. I like that. Let's just take that. This book is about the Necromancer. Okay. Unique and necromantic practices. At its core, the book explores an unconventional and eerie method developed by a necromancer for raising the dead. These methods differ significantly from traditional necromancy and involving rare materials, ancient rituals, and forbidden knowledge gleaned from the obscure sources, illustrated spellbook and rituals. The book serves as a pseudo spellbook containing detailed descriptions and illustrations of the necromancy's unique spells and rituals. This includes the incarnations, incarnation, incantations, material components, and specific conditions required to perform each spell, providing a practical resource for players interested in necromantic magic. Okay. Encounters and story hooks. Each chapter involves potential encounters with a necromancer. Each chapter includes potential encounters with the necromancer of his undead creation, or his undead creation, along with story hooks that can be seamlessly integrated into your campaign. These encounters range. Getting rid of that. Philosophical and ethical questions. The book delves into the philosophical and ethical dilemmas inherent in necromancy. Through the necromancy story, it involves players to consider. It invites not players, readers, to consider the consequences of tampering with life and death, adding depths of complexity to the narrative. Artifacts and objects of power. Detailed within the various artifacts and objects of power. Each item has a backstory. Bestiary and undead. Bestiary of the undead. The comprehensive section dedicated to various types of undead beings created by the necromancer. This bestiary includes not only the descriptions and stats. I mean, it's kind of not really giving us anything, is it? High quality. This is not turning out quite like I wanted to. But let's go ahead and Elderbrook. Go here to Tome Haven. Let's go ahead and just add a pin to a random book here. This one was, what was that book called? I just made it. Gosh dang it. Here we go. Necromancy of the North. The Necromancer of the North. Okay, that's one book down, but golly day, that took way, way, way too much time. Let's go back. Let's try some other ones. We kind of got a little bit of this. Let me look here. I want you to create me a book in my TTRPG world that is about a wizard necromancer from the north that is found where do we, okay, that is about the importance of using I don't know. Okay, that is about. That is about the cave. Is about the cave. Is about the crystal caves, and what lies inside, and what treasures lie inside. That's not right. I think it got it's L-I-E. I don't know. Certainly the title. Okay, I think it's grasping it a little bit better. The Secrets of the Crystal Caves, Treasure Untold. We got lore and legend, treasures and artifacts, puzzles and traps. The book provides variety. it's still not grasping what I wanted to do. And it grasped it before so well. It's like a moving target sometime with ChatGPT. Sometimes it just gets exactly is a valuable resource for any tabletop role-playing game. I want the book to be in the game. From the players. I want the book to be in the game. And can be used by the characters in the game. My gosh. Absolutely. Creating an in-game, maybe that's what I need to say, in-game book that can be used by characters. Okay, here we go. Well, I hope this helped. Figuring out how to actually create a in-game book. I guess that's what I needed to do. Hopefully that's the whole point of this, is for us to all learn and what I'm doing wrong and help you to... okay. So we have a book name. Let's call it The Secrets of the Crystal Cave. I kind of want... My goal here was to create a bunch of books so it doesn't look like, oh, here's one book. If there's one pin, it kind of looks like, oh, well, that's the one book you should do. I kind of wanted some of this to be just kind of, I don't know, hidden inside. Okay. Here we go. Here's the book here. Let's grasp this. Boom, 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 boom. Let's move this up. This is a book. Okay, the physical description. I like that. This is a sturdy leather-bound tome with pages that shimmer slightly under the light, mirroring the luminescent quality of the crystal caves themselves. The cover is embossed with a detailed engraving of a cave entrance adorned with crystals. Okay, I love that. Content overview. The book is a The book is a compendium of knowledge about the legendary crystal caves. It includes detailed maps described of the various crystal formations and notes of the flora and fauna within the cave. Historical accounts of legends are interwoven with practical information. Okay, interactive elements. Maps and routes. Okay, let's see what we got here. Maps and routes. Characters can use the detailed maps to navigate the crystal caves more easily, potentially avoiding hazards. I want to get rid of that. Legend and lore. Reading the legend may provide clues to the hint. Okay. Give me some history on the crystal caves. Okay, let's see, what is it giving me? Let's go back. Skill enhancements, plot development, character connection, game mastering tips. I don't like any of this. Okay. Lore and legend. Magical properties. The book might possess a minor enchantment, such as emitting a soft light when opened in the dark, mimicking... Okay, that's something I want to keep. Certain pages hold clues and riddles. Nope. Creature compendium. Lore and legend. Okay, let's see what it's got for history. Golly day. Okay, what do we got here? Okay. Book history. Ancient origins. Formation. The crystal caves were formed millennia ago, deep beneath, this is more what I'm thinking, the Earth's surface. They are the result of unique geological processes, possibly influenced by ancient magic. The caves are renowned for their vast arrays of naturally formed crystals, some of which possess unique and magical properties. Discovery by ancient civilizations. The caves were first discovered by an ancient, now lost civilization. The civilization harnessed the magical energies of the crystals for various purposes, such as enhancing their magic, creating powerful artifacts, and even attempting to communicate with other planes of existence. Heir of Crystal Sages. The Crystal Sage, a group of powerful mages known as the Crystal Sage, emerged, who dedicated their lives to studying the caves. They built a hidden sanctuary near the caves and protected the knowledge and magic of the crystals. Innovations and downfalls. The Crystal Sage made significant advances in arcane studies, but their relentless pursuit of power led to their downfall. The catastrophic event, possibly a magical experiment gone awry, caused a massive collapse, sealing the entrance to the cave and burying the sage with their secrets. Rediscovery centuries later, the caves were rediscovered by adventurers. News of the rediscovery spread rapidly, igniting interest and greed across the land. Conflict and control. Various factions, including kingdoms, guilds, and independent treasure hunters, vied. Okay, that's a new word. What do we got here? Complete eagerly with someone in order to do or achieve something. Okay. Vied for the control. I guess I have heard that. Vied for control of the caves, leading to conflicts and skirmishes at the entrance and within the caverns themselves. Modern times, current state. The crystal caves are now a place of wonder and danger. Adventurers and researchers alike delve into their depths, seeking treasure, ancient artifacts, and knowledge. Mysteries and rumors within the Crystal Sage still haunt the deep chambers, guarding the ancient secrets, blah, blah, blah. Ecological implant, environmental concerns, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is all good. I'm going to say, what do we got here? I'm going to say this contents. And with that, I'm going to say that's an H. Oh, that's an H1. Dang, that's not what I wanted. There we go. I like that. Let's save that. Yeah. We'll go to Elderbrook. Back here, let's go to Tome Haven. Let's pick another book. Let's pick one right here. And this one was... Oh, I've already forgotten what the book is named. Luckily, we don't have too much in here. There we go. Secrets of the Crystal Caves. Hopefully, if a player pulls these out and starts, on their own time, starts going, if I, you know, give them opportunity to come into these places and say, hey, read all you want, and then they pull it out, this is an opportunity for them to write their own story. My goal in DMing and our game mastering or playing any of this is not just for them to play in my story, but for them to play in their own story, for both of us to make a story. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's a shared experience for people to get together and create their own story. And so I'm creating them a world to run around in. Somebody might come in here on their off time when we're not playing, read something, and then come to the table and said, hey, I looked at this book, right? I don't know, The Secret of the Crystal Caves, and they're interested in going to that. I might not have any of that prepared, but if they're interested in pulling some of that out, that's enough to know that I need to be creating something for them to go. I think the last thing, we need to create some kind of magical weapon. You know, like a, what's something good? A sword? A sword just seems so played out. You know what? And give me, let's see, 20 names of short swords for a TTRPG. Let's see what that gives me. Okay. Did it. Here we go. Okay. It came up with 20 imaginative names. We got Shadow Strike. I like that. Crimson Whisper, Dusk Blade, Frost Fang. I think we had something like that. Star Shard, Dire Fang, Lightning Claw, Glacial Spike, Flame Bearer, Soul Piercer. Ooh, okay. I really like Shadow Strike. But I like Soul Piercer. You know what? Let's go a little bit further into this. But let's create one more book. What do we got here? Let's come back up here. I want you to create. Okay. Okay. I want you to create me a in-game book in my TTRPG world that is about. Is about a weapon called Boom. Okay. Okay, we got a physical description. We got a. Okay. The next thing, let me go ahead. The Legend of. I think this is a. Oh, man. Let's go in here. I'm going to go here. Let's create a book. This is an item. Let's grab this. A lot of this, I don't think we quite have everything here. But then, give me. Give me a history about the short sword called. Okay. While that is spitting stuff out, let's go over here. Okay. Physical description. This is a slim, elegant bound volume with a dark cover embossed with an intricate description depiction of a sword that seems to shimmer with a spectral light. And the pages are edged with silver, giving the book a mystical appearance. Contents overview. The book chronicles the legendary weapon known as Soul Piercer. It details the weapon's creation, its mystical powers, and the tales of the wielder and its impact on history. The narrative combines myth, legend, and recorded history to paint a comprehensive picture of Soul Piercer. Interactive elements. The rest of this. Game Master's character, knowledge, usage in the game, hidden message. It's like I only want the first two. And then the rest of this. Roles in your campaign. I don't like that. You know, ChatGPT doesn't quite have everything together. One day. Origins and creation. Forged in ancient times, Soul Piercer was forged by a renowned yet enigmatic blacksmith whose name has been lost to time. Crafted during the tumultuous era of celestial alignment, it was said to be imbued with the essence of a captured soul, lending the blade its name and mysterious power. Blessing or curse? Legend holds that the blacksmith infused the blade with a soul to grant its unparalleled sharpness and agility. However, this act was rumored to have cursed the weapon, causing it to hunger for the souls of those it defeats. Early history. First wielder. The first recorded wielder of Soul Piercer was a knight of the Forgotten Kingdom who used it to turn the tide in a great battle. The knight's victory was so swift and decisive that it was attributed to the mystical powers of the blade, lost and found. After the fall of the knight's kingdom, Soul Piercer was lost for centuries, resurfacing immediately throughout history. Each time it appeared, it was at the heart of the pivotal events, shaping the course of the battle and the fates of the nation. Heir of legend, tales of heroes and villains. Soul Piercer became the stuff of legends, wielded by both heroes and villains. Each wielder was said to experience heightened prowess in battle, but also a growing obsession with power and an eventual tragic downfall. The Blade's Whisperer. It was said that Soul Piercer's whispered to its wielder, urging them towards acts of great valor and terrible cruelty. This aspect of the blade made it as feared as it was sought after. Modern times, disappearance and myth. In recent times, Soul Piercer has disappeared, becoming the subject of myths and tales among adventurers and scholars. Its last known wielder was a rogue prince who vanished under mysterious circumstances. Current beliefs. Many believe that Soul Piercer lies hidden, waiting for the worthy new wielder. Some say it's concealed in a lost tomb, while others believe it was secreted away by a powerful mage or is lying at the bottom of the sea. Power and curses. Soul Absorption. Ooh. The blade is rumored to absorb the souls of those it slays, growing in power with each life taken. The wielder's fate. Each wielder is eventually consumed by the blade's curse, their soul trapped within it, adding it its strength. This grim fate is believed to be inevitable for all who take up Soul Piercer. I'm going to get rid of this. And then the last thing I want to do, give me 1 second. I want to go ahead into that other book. I'm going to save this. Yeah, let's go here. Whispering Waves. No. Go to Elder Book. I should probably bookmark this page because of all the stuff I'm doing. Let's go ahead and put another book right here. And this book is The Legend of Soul Piercer. The Legend of Soul Piercer. Soul. Did I spell that right? Sure. Save. Is it this? This was the last one I just did. No. No, it was down here. Let's go to that. So I just said contents. Okay. Let's go back. Let's go here and edit. So I want to do here. Let's go to contents. And this I think I put as 2. You know what, but what I didn't do is down here, delete, move this up. This is a book. Okay. I mean, back, go to Elderbrook. Yeah, I'm going to definitely. Okay, so I put a couple books in. We've got 5 books in there. Sorry, that took a lot longer than I thought to create 3 books. We got it. So I think really the thing is, one of the most important things is saying that it's an in-game book. And I kind of, this is a recording of basically how I'm doing this live. I'm not really doing a lot of this offline or off-air. Because I want to show you how easy it is to create a campaign and to spark some imagination in you, but also to figure out how to do it. So having the word in-game is very important if we're creating it inside, because I feel like it wanted me to create, it's trying to create a book outside for my players to like for a whole system, and that's not really what I wanted. But once we got it going. But then I also, the next thing is just ask for history, and then that's the contents of the book. So this is good. I was hoping to make a couple of more, but you know what? I think this was too much. And we're going to go get back to Bloodstone Stronghold and start working on that campaign. So that's probably what we're going to be doing next episode. Also, I really want to remind you, like and subscribe on YouTube and whatever podcast thing you're using, whether that's Apple or whatever it is. Also, continue on. Come in. Kind of mess around with the map maker. It is still in beta. We're having, it's pretty well flushed out on the website. We are having issues on the phone. So if you are doing it on the phone, we're still working through some bugs about moving. Being on a phone, it is very, very small. But feel free. Make maps. Make them public. And then make campaigns and make them public. And go ahead and start working on that, because those public campaigns and those public maps will be voted on. And hopefully January 15th will be the contest. But go ahead and start making them now so we can pick a winner on January 15th in 2023. Thank you, guys. This has been so much fun. It is always so much fun. I love your feedback. I love it when you guys come on to the website, talk to us. It's been great. And, you know, keep building.